Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect this afternoon. I'm Jim Williams in studio with a very special guest, and I want to tell you a little bit about him. When I met our guest over coffee, he began to share with me about the problem of human trafficking in our city. I'm embarrassed and alarmed to tell you that I had no idea that trafficking is really big business in our city and state. Like most people, I knew human trafficking existed, but I had no idea to what degree. The most difficult thing for me to understand is that our laws are limiting the services that organizations like the New Mexico Dream Center can provide to young people dealing with the dire circumstances of being a prisoner of human sex trafficking. This is going to be a heavy subject to everybody this afternoon, but it's something that we really need to talk about. We need to stir the pot. We are hopeful and prayerful that if you are a victim of this type of thing and you're listening, please give us a call at 338-5790. We're going to do everything we can do to get some resources and help you escape this. If you are a person, a business person that can help in some way, let me introduce you now to Rob Thomas. He is the founder and CEO of the New Mexico Center. He's a local insurance businessman. Rob, welcome into AB Connect.
Jim, thank you so much for letting us be a part of this. You know, human trafficking has really become kind of a buzzword lately. I mean, people are talking, it's in the news. It's become kind of the hot topic. The problem is that we can't let it just sit on the shelf as a hot. We've got to actually get our hands dirty and start figuring out what we do. How do we fix the problems? And New Mexico is no, we're not immune to it. In fact, it's pretty blatant here, and it's a problem we have to address.
Well, and Rob, you mentioned the news, so let's bring that out right on the table. So there is a very prominent businessman, associate of many public politicians, including New Mexico governor. Yeah. Jeffrey Epstein was arrested for human sex trafficking with young students. CBS News reported that he may have been doing that at his New Mexico ranch by Stanley and Moriarty in the mountains of Albuquerque. Yeah. Very wealthy person. I am embarrassed that I had no idea that, you know, with certain individuals, you would say a prominent businessman, how could they possibly be involved in this? But the accusations seem to be all over the place, and of course, Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in prison earlier in the week, and there's people up in arms that there are other people associated. And so once again, New Mexico becomes something that doesn't really help our image around the state. And I want you to know, and I said this to you off the air, today is not about the image of New Mexico. Today is about we need to protect our young people. And when people hear what you have to say, it's absolutely amazing. Rob Thomas, New Mexico Dream Center, one of the only organizations providing help for young people involved in human sex trafficking. If you'd like to say something to Rob or call in, please call us at 505-338-5790. Rob, talk to us about, let's start with home in general.
Yeah, I think all of us have seen that problem driving around our city. They're at the corners, it seems like almost every corner, and it's a fairly pervasive issue in our I remember a few years sitting at a stoplight, and there's a homeless person there with their whatever sign they were holding that day. And, you know, as a believer, as a churchgoer, as a member of the community, part of you feels guilty, like we need something, but what are you doing? I remember thinking, you know, I have $5 in my pocket. I could hand it to them. Maybe that buys them something to eat. Maybe it buys them something else. I don't know, but it doesn't fix the problem. And that was the real issue. And I remember sitting there thinking, God, how we fix this problem. And that kind of started our journey into all of this. Because it was not something I planned on, not something that I woke up one day and said, I just think I want to work with homeless or drug addicts or even much more victims of sex trafficking. But here we are, and it has become such a big problem. And then you start seeing the underlying problem, the things that are hidden, the things that no one really knows about. And that's where things began to change for us. It began to change our heart. What do we do? And how do we do this?
Well, and you're absolutely right. I mean, we are involved with a number of organizations, some tremendous organizations helping the homeless in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. You can't possibly mention all of them. But I know there's a lot of work being done, a lot of homeless people. So I want to ask you now about this targeted group that you're kind of looking at, which are homeless youth. Yeah. And you mentioned to me when we had coffee, when we met to start talking about this, you mentioned to me that there was a lady 15 or 16 years old taken out of her house or kicked out of her house in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and ended up being on the streets of Albuquerque for 7 years.
Yeah.
Trafficked as a sex slave.
Yeah.
And I'm just shocked by the story.
The age entry into human trafficking globally is 12 to 14 years old. That's almost hard to even fathom, that kid that young. I mean, they're kids. And that happens here on our streets, and our people don't know that. The problem
I wonder what's going on in a human being's mind that they're attracted to and feel like they have any right at all to violate somebody sexually that's 12 years old.
At the end of the day, it comes down to money. Money drives this. It's a billion-dollar industry. From the porn industry all the way down, it's billions of dollars that drive the appetite for these things. And our kids are the ones that pay the price.
Well, Rob Thomas in studio with the New Mexico Dream Center. Rob is a businessman in Albuquerque, felt a calling on his heart to get going and help people that are faced with human sex trafficking all around New Mexico. And as I understand it, Rob, the New Mexico Dream Center is really one of only a few organizations dealing with this problem.
We are. I mean, there are organizations that are helping with homelessness for youth in our city. The real issue isn't are there organizations. The real issue comes down to this. Jim, if you're a minor on the streets of Albuquerque and you find yourself homeless, unless a parent checks you into a center, into a homeless shelter, you can't access services. They cannot accept you. So a homeless minor finds themselves in a position where there's no services, there's no help, there's no resources, and they become this lost, forgotten group in our city that no one knows even exists, because we just assume that they can go to the shelter, that they can show up at a shelter, and they'll be taken care of. And that's not the case.
Well, Rob, I've got to challenge the Democrats and the Republicans. Where do we go to change this law? I mean, if you're estranged from your parents or something devastating has happened to your parents, maybe you've lost them, you're a homeless child, you can't get services because nobody can sign off on that?
Yep, that's exactly it.
That just seems to be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It would feel that way. You know, one of the young couples that we helped early on as we started this, they were living behind a dumpster just off of Wyoming and Central. And his story comes back to, yes, he was addicted to drugs, but he didn't start off that way. So when he was, I think he was around 7, his dad died of a massive heart attack unexpectedly. His mom lost it and walked out the door.
Oh, goodness.
And this 7-year-old kid found himself living on the streets. And he was now, at this point in time, he was 20 years old. So he's been there for 14 years living on the streets.
Right.
When you live on the streets, and we tend to pass this judgment of, well, they're drug addicts. They go to drugs because they don't have any other way to numb the pain that they feel daily.
This is an unbelievable topic. 338-5790 is the ABQ Connect line to call in and talk with Rob Thomas, New Mexico Dream Center. We'll be back with more from Rob right after these messages.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom has been my property manager. He provided me with renters, and I trust Dominic's judgment, and I have not been disappointed at all. I will say that Dom Garcia is a highly reputable person. He has provided me with services to my expectations and beyond. He is a marvelous manager, a very nice person, and he considers not only me as the owner of a property to be rented, but the renters. I appreciate what he does for everyone.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Featuring curriculum from The Bible from 30,000 Feet, the renowned book and teaching series by Dr. Skip Heitzik of Calvary Church. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule and work toward a certificate or fully accredited degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. For a complete list of classes and to enroll, visit calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, a family Ford, Power Ford, welcome back into ABQ Connect. Rob Thomas in studio with me this afternoon. Rob is the founder and CEO of the New Mexico Dream Center, a nonprofit organization that is working primarily with young people involved in human sex trafficking. And Rob, at the introduction, I said to everybody that I'm embarrassed that I didn't realize this is a billion-dollar business. This isn't an occasional person being kidnapped or something. This is something where they're recruiting daily or nightly. And I want you to talk to us a little bit about the statistics and what's really going on.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that because, you know, there isn't a kid on the planet that wakes up one day and says, this is what I want to go do. This isn't part of that. So let's just take Albuquerque as our own microcosm here of what we're dealing with. Noonday Shelter estimates there's between 5,000 and 6,000 homeless minors on our streets. These are minors who can't access services. They can't go to a shelter. They can't get food or clothing. They can't access basic human services.
So there's over 5,000 of these young people that cannot go anywhere.
Exactly. So the mayor's office says there's close to 10,000 homeless on our streets. We're talking 50% are minors.
Wow.
So if we look at that, and then we begin to understand that a minor on the streets of New Mexico, on the streets of Albuquerque, will be approached by a trafficker within 48 hours of being on the streets.
I mean, these are business guys. These are guys that are walking around trying to take advantage of whoever they can find.
Yeah.
And do we know who these people are?
There are some, but the laws are so weak that oftentimes the traffickers get let out. We had a dead-to-right case up in Santa Fe that, and I'm not the expert on this case, and I know there's a lot that goes into it. But the victims had come forward, they had the case built, and he walked. And those victims went into hiding because of the danger they were now in, because they had exposed. And so this is, you know, not... it's not an easy thing to overcome. So we've got to adjust laws. We've got to, you know, get our lawmakers to do something about some of these things. And there are some in the system that are doing the best they can, but their hands are tied. And that's what we found.
What are the contributing factors to why this is happening to so many young people?
So there's a lot of factors in our, you know, state. Poverty is one of them. Addiction is another component. Over the last probably 6, 7, 8 years, New Mexico has been flooded with heroin and opiates. And heroin becomes a drug of choice, especially for the traffickers. So a trafficker will, once they have taken somebody, have them, they'll addict them, and they will use it. It's called the leash drug. And they will use that drug to, that's, they go out and they earn so they can come back and get their next hit. And they are in this vicious cycle of manipulation and brainwashing and drug addiction that keeps them there.
Rob, our children that live in nice little subdivisions and go to school and we're involved in their lives, are they immune from this?
Not even close. Not even close. It's estimated that a majority of traffickers are someone that they know, love, and trust.
Oh, my goodness.
So it can be a family member. It could be, we've seen in the news, parents.
Well, and again, I'm going to bring up the name Jeffrey Epstein. This is a guy that's been involved as a very wealthy business person. Mm-hmm. He's associated with senators and governors and a big ranch in New Mexico, multi-million-dollar piece of property,
yep.
And accused of human sex trafficking and molestation of a minor and all kinds of issues. ends up committing suicide, and most of us are just standing back going, oh, well, this is just something that happened with one person that, you know, did this or that. But what you're telling me is this is so common that tonight when the sun goes down at 9 o'clock, there are people walking on Central and Wyoming and Central Louisiana and all in our various parts of our city. And they are actively looking for homeless youth to recruit.
Absolutely. Because they are the forgotten. There's nobody looking for them because typically they are homeless because they've been kicked out of a house.
And they obviously can't get permission from their parents or even have contact with
exactly,
their parents.
Exactly. So that they're the forgotten. Nobody's looking for them. Nobody is looking out for them. They fall through the cracks. And when you consider 1 in 5 will be trafficked in our city, if we take the low number of 5,000, Jim, that's 1,000 kids in some form or fashion being trafficked. The national term is domestic minor sex trafficking, DMST. And that's something, you know, it's easy for us to look at human trafficking as a whole, but this is such a subset of it that no one wants to deal with. In fact, the reason we got into it is our executive director, Shelley Rep, was part of the human trafficking task force here in the state of New Mexico, working with all the various entities, and they had decided to see which organizations in our community were working with youth, because certainly somebody's working with youth. You see, it's such a hard thing to work in because of the legal constraints and the hoops you have to jump through.
Well, I know there's a lot of organizations. For example, I used to be on the board of directors of the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club is doing a great job of keeping people in their facilities, giving them a place to go right after school, helping them out with meals, mm-hmm. Working with the schools to make sure after school you have a safe place to go and play and be until your parents come home. So many latchkey kids mm-hmm. where they don't have anybody home because we all have to work. We're mm-hmm. we're all struggling to make a living. But I never could have imagined that there was, well, again, my compliment to these youth organizations that are trying to keep kids in safe areas and mm-hmm. give them a safe place to be. But then you have those kids that somehow miss those opportunities and they are on the street mm-hmm. and they need help. And the worst part is they can't just go get help.
Well, and it's not even as that. I mean, a lot of these organizations do great things up to a certain time of day. And then that time of day ends.
Wow.
And these kids.
Give us a sample of that.
Well, you know, Boys and Girls Club, at some point in time, they shut down. The volunteers go home.
Yes.
The building is locked. But these kids are still homeless.
Right.
So they may be active in Boys and Girls Club. They may be active in school. But what we find is that some of them, even maybe they're not approached by a trafficker, but maybe they're using what's considered survival sex. So someone says, hey, I'll give you a place to sleep. I'll give you some food in your belly.
And somebody would actually hold that over a child in order to help them to get some kind of
absolutely
ridiculous faction
absolutely.
From that whole thing. My heart is absolutely broken talking to you this. And I hope that our listeners are hearing this, because here in the next couple of segments, we're talking about what you're doing and how yeah. you're providing some help for these young people. We're going to talk about the costs involved. We're going to talk about your team, your board of directors. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of organizations want to grow. You'd really like to just solve the problem and go away. But the problem's not going yeah. away.
Well, and here's the great news about, you know, this. In terms of if we can actually make a difference, if we can interject ourselves in these kids' lives, we can actually stem the tide of homelessness in our community. We may not be able to change the adult population as easily, but if we can stop kids progressively staying homeless, we can actually change that course.
We have a caller, Gail, on the phone. Gail, welcome into ABQ Connect. Rob Thomas is here. Do you have a question for him?
I'd just like to say thank you for opening up about this topic. Yes, I did. You've touched on it a couple of times. The resources available, the under 20-year age group, can you just quick hit us and give us a couple that we can work with now?
So the issue is not that there aren't resources in our community. There are. The problem is access. The problem of access starts in the lack of being able to get into the shelter system.
And a shelter is a place to sleep at night.
Exactly. Exactly. So once we can get them into that, actively seek out case management, then proxy and begin to move them through the system to get shelter, food, get license, help them get a job, their GED. We can help them navigate the system, which is there. They just have huge barriers to it, and that's the problem.
So you have great organizations provide help for homeless. I'll mention two, Joy Junction,
yep,
and Steel Bridge, doing great job. Both of those, they're full quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Their beds are full, but they're this law not able to admit these young people into their system.
That's exactly it. So they not let minors come in unless a parent. We've been down at Steel Bridge when there have been minors tried to get on the vans to go to Joy Junction. Steel Bridge is full, and they've kicked them off because there's no parent with them.
Gail, you still with us on the phone? Oh, he dropped off. Thank you for your call very much. Let me ask you, Rob, and what I was going to suggest to Gail is, what's the answer here? I'll tell you what, we're going to talk about that when we get back from these messages. Our sponsors are so gracious in helping us here at ABQ Connect. We want to make sure they get the word out. So thank you for listening. We'll be back with Rob Thomas right after these messages.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
Call 1-800-358-6740.
Duke City Ready-Made is all about quality on every load and deliver quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at QualityMattersHere.com.
What if? What if your church gets mission potential? Imagine your small groups on fire for reaching the unreached. How would it be if your teens were totally stick international outreach trips? It can happen. And 1615 invites you to the Mobilized Church 2-day workshop.
I believe that how we understand missions and subsequently missionary are fundamental issues that have unbelievably significant consequences in life and eternity.
The Mobilized Church, led by missions leaders Mellison, Jeff Jackson, and Denny Sears, for 2 decades, Matt and his team have coached countless churches and helped them move from lukewarm missions, effective and fruitful global trends.
Why missions? Because God's heart the nations.
The Mobilized Church, coming to Desert Springs Church in Albuquerque, September 30th and October 1st. Featuring music by Fernando. Sign up at 615.org/TMC. That's 1615.org/TMC.
On K&K, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
This afternoon on ABQ, he is the founder and CEO of the New Mexico Dream Center, a local farmer's insurance agent, a regular guy like all of us that has picked up a project that is unbelievable to even consider. As many as 50% of the homeless people in Albuquerque, and it can only be greater in the state of New Mexico, are actually under the age of 21 and not legally allowed to access services with homeless shelters. That is the most unbelievable thing, and I can't imagine that if you are involved in the political process at all on either side of the aisle, that you wouldn't take this information right now, call everybody you know, and let's get something done about this.
I think we need to get to the table and start talking about it in real terms. It can't be about political posturing. It can't be about, you know, who is right or wrong. This has got to be about the kids. You know, we didn't set out, like I said earlier, this wasn't our intention when we started. But when you bring all the organizations together that are working in communities in our city and state, and you realize that nobody is doing anything.
Well, and you are actually working with several state agencies, mm-hmm. like you're working with CYFD.
Yep.
Give me an example of what happens when they find a child that needs your service.
So the problem is that in New Mexico, there's no beds for these kids. And in nationally, because programs come and go, there might be as many or as few as 500 beds nationally to take kids. And these are kids that have been queued out of DMST, traffic, those kinds of things. So first of all, those resources don't exist. And that's one of the things that CYFD is struggling with, because they don't have an answer to that. We've become that answer. We're a really small organization overall, and we're the second most accessed resource when it comes to DMST in the state of New Mexico.
And again, tell us what DMST stands for.
Domestic Minor Sex Trafficking.
And again, just that term just gives me chills. Rob, how do people get in touch with you? How do they access your services? How do they refer to you? How do they support you?
Perfect. The easiest way is to go to our website, nmdreamcenter.org. All the information is there. Whether you need services, you need to contact our caseworkers, or you want to make a donation, volunteer, come take a tour of the facility we have. Like I said, we're just a small little agency, but we're doing some pretty amazing things, and we make every penny count. When we started this project, a little over a year ago, we had $4,000 in the bank. Over the last year, we've raised over $100,000. We've put it entirely into the program. We run skeleton crews, most of which are volunteers, and want to expand. We're being asked to expand. There's a need to expand, so we'll rally around this.
Who do you have helping you on your board of directors?
So we've got a relatively small board at the moment. I sit on the board of president. When I founded it, I moved to that. We brought in Shelley as our executive director. And then I've got a local real estate agent. I've got some construction, people that work in the construction industry. I've got the head of food services for Loveless Hospital working on it. And so we've got a great, kind of manages all the logistics, chain logistics for UP. So we've got some really good, but they're just quiet, humble, unassuming people who just said, we got to do something.
And they're all volunteers. They're all
100%
business people or professionally employed and other kinds of things. And this seems like a problem that's more than a full-time job. You already mentioned that you have things that you can offer during the day, but a lot of these people cannot access services. Like they can't come to your drop-in center. Tell us about the drop-in center.
So the idea behind the drop-in center was designed that it beds. We don't have to license as a shelter. So they can drop in, they can get food, they can get clothing, they can wash their clothes, take a hot shower. We usually do home-style meals when we're open so they can come in. They can take food to go, they can get new clothing if they need it, shoes, jackets, sleeping bags, those kinds of things. Hygiene, all of that kind of stuff.
Where's the center located?
Central and Zoom, knock off of that
okay.
area.
Okay.
So we offer that. The goal ultimately is to be open during the vulnerable hours from 7 p.m. at night till 7 a.m. in the morning, because as a drop-in center, if they drop in, they're watching Netflix on the TV or a home-cooked meal, fall asleep on the couch, then so be it.
Well, in this case, they can't access a bed.
That's right.
So it would be better for them to be in the drop-in center, staying up all night, having a few snacks and watching TV, and then maybe somehow sleep during the day. I guess that's not ideal, but it's better than nothing.
What it does is it starts to get them into the place where they trust us. Then they begin to come into case management, and that's when real change can begin to take place. Because once they enter into case management, now we can begin to navigate the system with them. Now CYFD can come in and get involved and come alongside and help them with health care and medical issues and all of the things they can't access, drug addiction. Right now, the only way a minor can get really any kind of drug addiction help unless they go to private care, which there's not a lot in our state, and you've got to have resources to do it, is to actually go to jail.
Now, Rob, I understand that the state of New Mexico has a facility that if you are of age and not a minor, you can actually access that facility to go through like a 10 or 15 day program to, it's a rehab center that's basically right. breaking the addiction. Now, I don't know how successful that is. I don't know what the statistics are, but it's actually a facility where you can go at the cost of the state, but it sounds like you can't access those if you're a minor.
No, if you're a minor, you don't have access to that. You can't get into that.
Now, would parents actually object to you helping their child if this is a runaway and they're on the streets? Are people are these laws this way because they're afraid of being sued by the parents? I'm just baffled.
To be honest, I don't know why the assumption is that the laws were written to protect the kids. The same token, it's backfiring because it's isolating them and it's making them vulnerable and easy prey. And that's the real problem. So there's got to be this happy medium between the two. And the only system we have found to navigate that is through a drop-in center.
Well, we're going to be back to talk more about what's going on in the state legally. I know Hector Balderas has a task force that he's put together, our attorney general. So more with Rob Thomas and the New Mexico Dream Center about human sex trafficking in New Mexico. It's a crazy topic. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
As you grow in your relationship with Jesus, it's normal to have questions.
God has given us His Holy Spirit living inside of us. He's given us the Word of God to direct us. And the combination of those two mean that God is in the business of answering questions.
You are not alone in your walk with Christ. God has made His very presence available to you.
So the question can never be, how can I get more of the Holy Spirit in my life? The question should be, how can the Holy Spirit get hold of more of my life?
We want to help you gain a biblical understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how He works in our lives and in the church by sending you Power, a book by Chuck Smith with an introduction by Skip Heitzig. We'll send you Power when you give a suggested gift of $25 to help expand this Bible teaching outreach. We really want you to have a copy of Power, so give what you can today. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer. Or call 800-922-1888.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
Wishing your financial situation was better won't get you anywhere, but applying some biblical and practical principles will. Here are some things that have helped others. Remember, having a budget isn't constrictive, it's freeing. It allows you to spend without feeling guilty or arguing with your spouse over whether you can really afford it. Make communication with your spouse a real priority and start by establishing what's most important to both as far as long-term goals are concerned. And then put your long-term goals in the right order. Consider your long-term saving, getting out of debt, helping your kids with college, and preparing for retirement. And remember, you can't borrow for retirement, but there are multiple ways your child can get an education.
You can learn more about saving, spending, and managing your money God's way when you check out our books and other resources at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect this afternoon. Heavy topic. Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center. He is helping young people. I'm absolutely appalled at even this term. It's called domestic minor sex trafficking and is apparently so common in our city and other cities around the country that most of us are not aware, Rob.
Yeah.
Tell me what you've accomplished so far in the year of your existence.
Yeah, I think that's really important as well to see, because where we're not at capacity of what we want to accomplish, we have seen really some pretty unique and exciting success. We opened doors June of 2018.
Okay.
When we opened doors. At that point in time, we were open Friday night, Saturday night, or Saturday night, Sunday night. We've now expanded to Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and we're expanding hours during that time. We're still not open during the overnight hours fully. Saturday night will be open from 3 in the afternoon until 7 o'clock at night. And people say, well, why do you close so early? Because the kids want to get out and find a place to sleep where they can be safe. And if we do it any later, they won't find a place, and it puts them at higher risk. The optimal thing would be to be open during that whole time. But in that year, we have seen 232 unique individuals come through our doors.
Wow.
Which is a significant amount of kids when you consider that we are word of mouth. We have teams that go out on the streets, passing out flyers, going into places in our city that most people don't venture. There are tunnels where kids live in our city. There are hidden places where they live, and these teams go out and they look for them. They actively seek after them.
Is there a way for a young person like that to discern between someone in your organization that's there to help them and the bad guys, so to speak?
Yeah. Most of our team members will come armed with the right kinds of flyers, with food, with things, and they won't be pushy. So they're going to offer the resource. If they want to come, we can help get them there. If they don't, we want them to know it's available and where it's at. And we it's a slow, methodical process for them. Whereas the trafficker is going to be pushier, it's going to promise the world, is going to really do what they can to bring them. You mentioned this young girl that was trafficked in our community. You know, she She wasn't allowed to go into a shelter. She found herself sitting on the curb at the McDonald's at Wyoming and Central, which is a hotbed for this activity in our community. It's not McDonald's. It's that intersection.
That intersection, yeah.
And she found
actually, thank God for McDonald's, because I guarantee you, you go into somewhere like that and they'll help you out as much as they can.
Yeah, you know, they're right in the middle of it, but they don't have resources for this problem. This, unfortunately, this girl found herself sitting there, and, you know, we're not going to say that she was your typical Northeast Heights good girl. I mean, she had problems. There were issues that brought her there. But a man pulled up in a car, said, you know, hey, would you like to go party? And as any young girl in that situation who lives that life, what else is she going to do? So she said, yeah, absolutely. He opened the door, got her in the car. When she turned to put her seatbelt on, she realized the inside of the door had been modified so that she could no longer open the door. He climbed into the car, placed a 9mm on his lap, looked at her and said, you belong to me and you'll do what I say. He took her to a motel down the street on Central, made her take her clothes off and take a shower. While she's doing that, he went through all of her stuff, laid it out all over the bed. When she came out, he said, I know where you live. I know who your mom is. I know who your family is. And if you don't do what I say, I'll kill you and I'll kill them. And then he raped her that night and sold her 3 times. And that was her entry into 7 years in our community as a human trafficking victim.
And you know this because you've actually ended up being part of rescuing this young lady.
So the Dream Center has three parts of our organization. We have the Spoken For organization, which works primarily with adults of human trafficking. And we have several what we term as clients who we're working with. Casa Aliento is the same as Spoken For, but it's really working in the international side of things. And, you know, sometimes human trafficking takes on unique forms. Oftentimes it's labor trafficking in the international. It doesn't necessarily have to be sex trafficking.
I mean, like literally slave labor.
Yep, exactly. So sometimes you'll see.
This is happening in the United States of America?
It's happening in Albuquerque. So let's not even just look. Let's look here. So, and I'm not going to say everyone, but sometimes you see the little guys pushing the ice cream carts up and down the street. Oftentimes those are owned by traffickers who have now put them in a place where they have to work off their debt to try and get their family here. And they're being trafficked for pennies on the dollar, working to try and win their freedom and win their family's freedom.
Rob, I've personally observed with a client of mine standing on top of a roof of one of his commercial properties. We actually observed at approximately 7:30 in the morning, a car pull up behind the shopping center that he owns, and 6 people get out of the car. They probe almost every car, every row in the parking lot, and then they proceed to go out to the intersection of Corrales Road and Alameda and work all 4 corners. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, that's a business.
Yep.
That's not a group of homeless people.
No. It's an enterprise. It's an enterprise, and it's being controlled and managed in a very methodical way. And so,
and that's not always the case. There's a lot of homeless people. I remember, God rest his soul, Jeremy Reynolds. We were with him when he started Joy Junction. Yeah. I remember Jeremy getting beat up, you know, sacrificing literally his entire life to help people and, just the unbelievable things that he faced. But he would tell us, look, you know, don't judge the people standing on the corners. They're trying to survive. Mm-hmm. But what he didn't really talk about too much were these people that are now acting in a certain way, but they're actually working for enterprises. And now you're saying these people may be in captive situations.
I'm not going to say it's 100%, but it
could be happening,
but it is happening. So Casa Aliento is helping to address some of those things. The Harbor is our drop-in center, working with the minor side of this and working in that arena. So, you know, we've given out hundreds of backpacks and sleeping bags and tens of thousands of meals. And, you know, it's been great to see that. And we've had some amazing success stories. And we're excited when those happen. But this is not an easy turnaround. It's not something where they show up and boom, we would love it to be miraculous and it just, their life has changed. It's a process. And, you know, the thing that we remember and what our mission statement is, restoring the dreams of the hopeless, the helpless, the hurting, and the broken. I think, you know, scripture says it best that God's gifts and callings are irrevocable. So in every one of us, across the world, across the globe, God has placed unique gifts, unique callings, all of which are unique to the body of Christ and absolutely an absolute necessity. The problem is some of the times those get lost in our decisions and choices and the places that we go and the things we get involved with. But that doesn't change the fact that those are there. So when we see a homeless person standing there, whether they're a minor or not, we need to look at them and go, there are gifts and callings and talents that God uniquely gave them that are just lost. And it's our call to find those and help restore them again so that they can begin to fulfill exactly what they were put here for.
Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center. More with Rob coming up in a couple more segments. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextraction.com.
If you believe God has called you to lead worship in any musical capacity, we want to see you at our next Battle Drums auditions on August 31st. Battle Drums Worship Ministry is looking for gifted musicians and vocalists who are interested in serving the Lord through their musical giftings and joining the worship community at Calvary Church for all our Calvary campuses. Please go to battledrumsmusic.com for more information and apply now. That's battledrumsmusic.com. The last day to register is August 24th. We hope to see you there.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Have you ever seen someone at a restaurant spill the salt? You ever seen that happen? What do? If they're a real weirdo, they'll crawl under the table and come out the other side. Have you ever seen someone that hardcore? That's actually a thing. They'll actually crawl under the table. But most people will just grab a little bit of it, and what do? You want to know why? Judas Iscariot supposedly spilled the salt at the Last Supper. And in Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting of the Last Supper, if you look closely, there is a spilled salt container on the table. And it was Leonardo da Vinci's way of saying that Judas was saying to Jesus, no, I won't do what you called me to do. I'm not going to be the salt like you've called me to be. And his turning over of the salt on his way out to betray him was his way of saying, I'm not going to take the Great Commission. I'm not going to follow you. I'm doing my own thing. It's real possible to not follow Jesus' command to be the salt.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to LeviLusco.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams in studio with Rob Thomas of the New Mexico Dream Center. Rob, tell us again the mission of the New Mexico Dream Center.
So we're really here to restore the dreams of the hopeless, the helpless, the hurting, and the broken.
And we're particularly targeting today, or at least discussing today, young people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people might think that's 18 or under, but in the world of homelessness, that is 21 and under,
right? That's correct, yeah.
And the main thing we need right now is we need the Harbor, which is your drop-in center, to be able to be open 24/7. Right now you're open in the evenings on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
And we really need that to happen 24/7. That would take care of a lot of immediate needs. Maybe kids would stay up all night. They wouldn't have a bed, but they'd at least be somewhere safe.
And if they happen to fall asleep on one of the couches we've got laying around, they can fall asleep on one of the couches. There's nothing that says they can't fall asleep. It just, they can't fall asleep in a bed.
And you've already told us that there are enough beds, basically, for homeless folks. There's a lot of opportunities for them to be in, but these young people do not have access. Tell us about
exactly,
that one more time.
Exactly. So, you know, in the homeless community, in the homeless world, anyone that's an adult, they can access services. There's the West Side Shelter, there's Steel Bridge, there's Joy Junction. There are a plethora of services for them. If you're a minor, not the case. You can't go to West Side Shelter. You can't go to Steel Bridge. You can't go to Joy Junction. Because as a minor, you cannot check yourself into a shelter without parental consent. And the majority don't have parental consent.
I try to leave our listeners every day. I mean, sometimes we're talking about nutrition. Mm-hmm. And you'll see 100 different recommendations for the supplement of the week. You know, you got to take this, you got to take that, and develop strong muscles. Of course, I'm one of those people waiting for that exercise program where I can lay on the couch and the electrodes on your body will exercise you while you're having a hamburger, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, we all know that that's all fantasy land. So we try to talk about things like Dr. R. Downs and other guests that we've had are actually talking to us about how to decipher all this information. You need basically, you raised $100,000 in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You need $250,000 to keep the harbor, this drop-in center. And tell us the services it will provide and how that money will be spent, basically.
Yeah, so with that kind of money, what we will do is we will then shift and be open during those vulnerable hours, Monday through Friday, well, really Sunday through Saturday, all the time. So that they can come in during the day. Our team, we would be able to bring on staff that would be full time to do case management work. And that's where the real miracles begin to take place, because once a kid wants to enter into that, that's where we can start to access services. We don't need to duplicate services. The services are there. It's about access to the services. So that money goes into staffing and providing, a place where they can drop in, hence the name Drop In Center, right? They can get warm food, they can get food to go, they can get hygiene, they can get a shower, they can wash their clothes, they can get new clothes, they can get all of the things that they can't get
elsewhere.
And
there's no limit to access for those basic services. The only thing that right now we need to change the laws on is we need to be able to put them in a bed, in a shelter that's safe.
Yep, that's exactly it. And then, you know, this is just those that come to us. We have an entirely different issue in that those kids that have come out have been pulled out of trafficking, and they're minors. There's no place for them to go. So they are coming to us and saying, will you guys open a live-in facility for DMST victims? So that's an entirely new project we're trying to take on while trying to simultaneously keep the harbor open, which is that access door. So the harbor becomes the access. This live-in shelter becomes a place where we work with CYFD and the AG's office and Homeland Security. They're the ones asking us because they don't have a place. And they're saying, would you do this? Would you put it out there? So, you know, we need a business owner who owns a building who says, hey, I've got an apartment complex we'll give you where you can do this, or something along those lines. We need financial resources. You know, in this community, the resources are there. We just need the right people to step up at the right time to provide that, and we can change the course of what's going on.
So a lot of the burden would be relieved from you, or you would be relieved of such a heavy burden if you could give, you could start a case, you could get permission for that young person to be in a shelter, you can work together with the various shelters that are available. So you're providing services during the daytime and helping to counsel and keep them out of trouble. And then you plug them into a safe place to sleep at night. And through that process and working with CYFD and other types of agencies, you could probably work it with the foster care system, probably work with adoption agencies and other types of things to really help these kids long term. And it's a massive project.
It's
a massive project. $250,000 doesn't sound like a lot. How are the churches involved right now?
So we have a few churches that have come alongside and have really stepped up in terms of, we've got several churches that bring meals every weekend. So they rotate through. They've actually put it on some of their small groups, and small groups rotate through, and then they come through and volunteer on those nights as well so that they are there hands-on with the kids, which is great because they get to see and get to meet. And, you know, these kids become our kids. You know, my kids have now grown and in college, and I have a whole new set of kids now. I love my kids, but there's nothing like we had a kid that was coming in. His name's TJ, and he has aged out of our program, did not want to go through the process of case management. So it is what it is. His aunt addicted him to heroin when he was eight, lived on the street since then. But one night as he's leaving, and it crushes you when you have to send a kid back out on the streets, like sending your old kid back out there. But unsolicited, he turned and said, I love you guys. Probably one of the first times that he had felt that unconditional love and acceptance. Another young guy, he had disappeared for a while. Turned out he was stabbed 9 times, almost died. And when he finally came back, he said, I didn't have your phone number with me. I didn't know how to go get a hold of you. I just wanted someone to come and be by my side. I just needed a mom or dad there.
Rob, before we take our final break and come back for our final segment, give us your phone number.
505-9008. I'm sorry, 3833. 505-900-3833, or go to our website, nmdreamcenter.org. You can find out all the information. There's a big button on the right-hand side that says donate. We would love and appreciate those kinds of things. We can always accept food. We do accept some clothing, but we want it to be gently used and prefer it to be youth-oriented. We're trying to get them to feel good about themselves as well.
Rob, a lot of needs. We've already talked about the finances, but when we come back in our final segment, I'm going to talk about your team, what you need, the challenges they face, how people can pray, volunteer. So more with Rob Thomas and the New Mexico Dream Center right after these messages.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
G'day to you. It's Joel and Luke here from the Band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix My Eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at forkeencountry.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Rob Thomas with the New Mexico Dream Center in studio this afternoon in our final segment. Rob, the New Mexico Dream Center dealing with domestic minor sex trafficking. And again, I'm absolutely amazed that I didn't know anything about this. I apologize that I've never really expressed a concern because I've known about sex trafficking, but didn't really know the extent to which it's pervasive in our communities. Who are these people that are in business doing this?
Well, there's a wide range, but I can tell you that in our community, anything essentially Wyoming east to Tramway is being controlled a lot by the Sinaloa cartel. They're the ones behind a lot of the trafficking in that area. We know there's been some trafficking rings that have been broken up in that area, but they just reopen in new places. There's motels and hotels along there who are active participants in it. Everything from Wyoming east has been run by the local gangs. The issue is that this is their money. It's a revenue driving. So the drugs, the prostitution, the trafficking, all of that enterprise is driving it. And so our teams, they go out Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights on the streets, walking around, going in places that most of us, you know, there isn't many people who go, hey, I got an idea. Let's go walk around Central and some of the dark.
Rob, that sounds like a dangerous job.
It can be, you know, but fortunately and thank God, we haven't had any major issues yet. But when you start messing with somebody's money, it can lead to problems. And so we constantly pray for our teams. We constantly pray protection over them. And you would be surprised some of the people we have going out there, the most unassuming people. And you would think, you know, how crazy are you? Yet they are the boldest people, and they've really been captured by the heart of God for this, to go do something that they wouldn't normally do. And so, you know, we don't ask people to just, hey, sign up to go out on the streets with us. It's not for everybody.
Sure.
And it's certainly not for the faint of heart, But it is something that we do, and we go looking for them to spread. And the homeless community is unique because they do know where the kids are, and a lot of them, they look out for them and things like that, and they don't want them to end up that the way that they are. So they will pass the information along, and we get kids who come in and say, I heard about it, I found out about it this way, those kinds of things.
Well, in the year of your existence, you've earned some credibility in the homeless community that you're actually there taking care of people and helping people. I know that the homeless shelters, again, we've mentioned Joy Junction and Steel Bridge, and there's others doing a lot of work as well. I know Hector Balderas, the Attorney General of the State of New Mexico, started a human trafficking task force. And you can read about that online.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have information about anybody that you know is being trafficked, you need obviously to contact his office and law enforcement. I know the Albuquerque Police Department, Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office, Sandoval County up in Rio Rancho, everybody trying to do as much as they can about this. But we get back to, okay, let's say somebody gets caught. You still have a young person that has no place to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there are raids and police activity and law enforcement activity going on to try and rescue them. The irony of it is the moment they have an operation going down, they call us. Hey, we're going to have a kid. What can you do with them? And we have to go, well, we'll try and figure out what we can because there isn't that.
Well, and the action item is this. You raised $23,000 in your golf tournament yesterday.
Yep.
Congratulations. You're going to have a men's breakfast coming up here in a month.
Yeah, it'd actually be a business breakfast.
Oh,
so
a business
leader's
okay.
breakfast. Yeah, so it's be coming up in October. And we would love to invite you out. We're going to ask for money. It's part of it.
Yeah, but we're going to make sure you know about when that event is as that date gets set.
Yep.
Tell us about the people that you need to volunteer. How do they get in touch with you? Who do they call? What kinds of things you need them to do?
Absolutely. So, again, you can go to our website, nmdreamcenter.org. There's a volunteer button. That'll connect you to our volunteer coordinator who will get you set up. We have some training classes we take you through. It's not long. It's not hard. Some people go, oh my gosh, more teaching. We want you to be well aware of what you're getting into.
Sure.
We want you to understand, because this is not for the faint of heart. It's not a typical feel good. This is the nitty gritty dirty. I mean, there's no glory in some of the things we do. You're not going to get famous. You're not going to get rich. It's a different thing when you're administering Narcan to a kid who's ODing on your couch. And those are the things we see, you know, and so our volunteers know that going in, that this is, but you're not left to your own devices. We have people who are trained, who are there, who are part of that. But you're going to see that. You're going to see the bad side of our city and have to love people through it despite that. And that's really what we're called to do. That's what the church is called to do. That's what we as believers are called to do. And this is as real as it gets when it comes to ministry. It's not pretty. It's not going to be bow-tied and all put together in a nice package. It's raw and it's real. But it's life change.
But you also have some wonderful stories of victory.
Absolutely.
And some neat fruit that's born out of everything that you're doing. And just with a few more resources, instead of being open 3 days a week for 8 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
you can be open 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So we hope as you've listened to today's show that you've been blessed. Rob Thomas, New Mexico Dream Center, thanks for being with us. We'll have you back in a week or so.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. See you tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.